Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, What You Should Know About Politics. But don't. Fifth Edition is a nonfiction political guide designed to help readers understand major American policy debates without having to sift through partisan commentary. Written by Jessamine Conrad, it presents itself as a nonpartisan cheat sheet for citizens who want a clearer grasp of the issues that shape elections and public life. The book is organized around major topics such as the economy, healthcare, war and foreign policy, energy, climate change, and other recurring points of political conflict. Rather than arguing for one ideology, it explains the main positions, the historical background behind them, and the practical implications of policy choices. Its purpose is educational and civic, aimed at readers who want context, definitions, and a structured comparison of viewpoints. Because it is written in an accessible, issue-by-issue format, it can be read selectively, or as a broad overview of the American political landscape. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a nonpartisan framework for understanding American politics. The book's central feature is its effort to explain political issues without adopting a campaign-style tone. Conrad frames the material as a guide for readers who may feel overwhelmed by partisan messaging, especially in an era of soundbites and rapid online opinion. Instead of asking readers to choose a side, she lays out what the major sides say and why they say it. That approach matters because politics is often encountered through slogans, news clips, and social media arguments that flatten complex issues into identity markers. By separating explanation from advocacy, the book gives readers a way to approach public debate more analytically. The nonpartisan stance is also part of its practical value. It helps readers compare positions without feeling that the book is trying to recruit them. This makes it useful not only for voters, but also for students, general readers, and anyone trying to rebuild basic political literacy in a polarized environment. Secondly, issue-by-issue coverage of the policy questions that dominate elections. Rather than offering a theory of politics in the abstract, the book works through concrete policy areas one by one. The search material indicates coverage of the economy, war in Iraq, healthcare, oil and renewable energy, climate change, and related topics that repeatedly shape American elections. This structure is important because most political disagreement happens at the level of specific policy trade-offs, not at the level of slogans about democracy or freedom. By organizing the book around major issues, Conrad helps readers see how each debate has its own history, vocabulary, and stakes. That makes the book especially practical for people who want to understand what candidates and parties are actually disputing. The value of this format is that it reduces the intimidation factor. Readers do not need to master an entire political science curriculum before engaging the material. They can move from topic to topic and build a working understanding of the policy landscape in a modular way. Thirdly, historical context as the key to current political disputes. A major strength of the book is that it does not treat current debates as isolated controversies. For each issue, Conrad provides background that helps explain how the modern position developed and why the argument remains unresolved. This historical framing is important because many political disagreements appear irrational only when the earlier stages are ignored. For example, a present-day debate over healthcare or energy policy often reflects decades of prior decisions, institutional changes, and ideological shifts. By tracing those developments, the book helps readers understand not just what each side believes, but how the current landscape came to look the way it does. That is a different kind of political education from simple opinion polling or candidate comparison. It encourages readers to think in terms of continuity, precedent, and policy evolution. The result is a more durable understanding of politics, because the reader is learning the origins of the conflict rather than memorizing temporary headlines. Fourthly, comparing political positions without reducing them to caricature. The book is notable for presenting multiple perspectives in a way that aims for balance rather than mockery. According to the review material, each chapter compares positions and gives readers a clear sense of who stands for what and why. That matters because political writing often fails by caricaturing the opposition, which may be rhetorically satisfying, but does little to clarify real differences. Conrad's method appears to emphasize intelligibility. She translates competing arguments into accessible language while keeping the original disagreements visible. This is especially useful for readers who want to understand why otherwise reasonable people land on different conclusions about taxes, war, healthcare, or climate. By treating opposing views as serious positions rather than punchlines, the book creates a more trustworthy learning environment. It also helps readers identify where their own assumptions come from. That kind of comparison is educational because it shows not just policy outcomes, but the values and priorities that drive political judgment. Lastly, accessible civic education for readers who want to vote with more confidence. The book is ultimately designed as a civic literacy tool. Its structure, language, and broad topical range suggest a reader who wants enough background to participate more intelligently in public life, especially at election time. The endorsement and reviews associated with the book emphasize that it can make politics feel clearer and less hostile, which is part of its broader mission. Its accessibility is important because many political books either focus on theory or assume a high level of prior knowledge. Conrad instead offers a guide that aims to meet general readers where they are. That makes the book useful for people who want to move beyond headlines, as well as for readers who feel politically informed only in fragments. The practical benefit is not only knowledge, but confidence understanding the main arguments behind key issues makes it easier to evaluate candidates, news coverage, and ballot questions. In that sense, the book functions as a bridge between civic curiosity and informed participation. In conclusion, What You Should Know About Politics, But Don't, 5th edition is best suited for readers who want a clear, nonpartisan introduction to major American political issues without being pushed toward a predetermined ideology. It is especially valuable for educated general readers, students, and voters who know they should understand the issues better, but do not want to begin with dense academic texts or polarizing commentary. The book's main benefit is its structure. It breaks politics into manageable topics, supplies historical context, and compares competing positions in a straightforward way. That makes it useful both as a reference and as a guide for building baseline political literacy. What distinguishes it from many similar political books is its restraint. Instead of arguing forcefully for one camp, it tries to clarify the terrain itself. That makes the book a practical alternative to partisan media and a more approachable option than scholarly political analysis. Its strength lies in making complex public debates feel organized, legible, and worth engaging. For readers who want a grounded overview of the issues that shape American elections and policymaking, it offers a balanced starting point. If you would like to support Jessamine Conrad, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.